Just sit alert. Relax. Both feet relax. The total silence. Sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am the spark of luminosity. A point of light. Let me feel myself. Who really am I? A traveler in the journey of consciousness. What I am. Do I really know myself? I see my own Brahmin life. From that point, when I came to Baba, I see a white screen in front of me. And on that screen, I see the different journeys that I have undertaken in this Brahmin life. The first, the journey of purity. Am I becoming pure every day? Is my energy 100% pure throughout the day? Last so many years, what was the depth of my purity? What was the depth of my chastity? Silently, sitting in the cave of introversion, I visualize my journey, the journey of purity. Next, I see my journey of love for God. the love divine. How much do I love him? Is my love increasing every day? How was my love for Baba when I came to him? And throughout these many years, has this love gave me deeper experiences, or am I still getting only superficial glimpses of that super sensuous love? The journey of divine love . How many times Baba helped me? How many times he was my only support? What all things he has given me? How much should I love him? Love him above all. I don't want anything of this world. Baba, I just need you and nothing else. Your love is my only support. Cleft of ages, rock for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Baba, hide me in yourself. Now I see the journey of my gyan. The journey of knowledge. What is my understanding of gyan? Is it waning or waxing? Have I really understood Baba's gyan? What pearls, what jewels are hidden in the depth of this ocean? Or I have just scratched the surface of Baba's gyan? I see my journey of gyan, those earlier days, and now. Have I become spiritually mature? Now I see the journey of my yoga. When I came to Baba and now. What newness, what deeper experiences do I feel every day? What deeper experiences are still awaiting? do I get lost in Baba's love? Every time I sit in yoga, is yoga still an act of doing for me, or it has become an act of being? Now I see. The journey of my seva, from the time I came to Baba, what is the nature of my seva? Am I really doing anything? Do I have the feeling of being an instrument all the time? Or do I suffer from the disease of I have done this, I am doing this? Is this Brahmin family happy with my seva? What about my seniors, my companions, my juniors? Am I obstacle free in my service? Let me stop, see, churn, ponder. Let me see. The journey of my life at the center. How are my relationships here? What I do from morning till night? Sitting here in Baba's home, sitting here in Madhuban, as a detached observer, I see my life at the center. What struggles, what challenges, what situations usually come to me? What is my latest Maya? On this white screen, I am seeing my own movie, my own picture. How do I interact with others? How is my nature? What are the times when I get irritated? Self-analysis, self-questioning, now I see another journey. The journey of physical illnesses, diseases. How was I? When I got some physical illness, probably when I was hospitalized, got some severe pain, high grade fever, or some infection. To what extent I was linked with Baba? Was I soul conscious during those periods of illnesses? Or body was pulling me? I see my entire journey. How many times I fell sick? And why? Now, I see the journey of my diet, my food. Do I prepare food in Baba's remembrance all the time? How do I eat? Is it in silence? What do I eat? Do I feel tempted? Am I eating for living or living for eating? How much self-control I have? Let food be thy medicine, or else medicine will be thy food. Now, I see the journey of my mood. Do I remain in ever happy mood all the time? Or I have periods of depression, melancholia? Am I enthusiastic all the time? Do I just love everything I do? Am I as passionate about life as a musician, as a singer is about his song, as a gardener is about his flowers? Is this Brahmin life? A celebration for me? Am I enjoying this life? dropping this body here, assuming the angelic form, I move up away from the five elements. In the subtle world, I see Bab Dada in front of me. Baba, are you happy with my thoughts, my words, my deeds, my behavior, my seva? My drishti, my vritti. How much true I am to my own self. What honesty is within me, Baba? Just silence. Silent chit-chatting with Baba. The wordless speech, the chantless chant. Speechless silence. Taking Baba's drishti, his power, his immense love, I come down. Back into this body, I am an angel of light, radiating love, peace, purity. My life is the life of celebration, joy, enjoyment, spiritual pleasure. I am the most fortunate soul on this planet Earth. And with this awareness, let me begin a new life again. Let me begin the new effort, the new awakening within. Let me embark upon a new journey where everything would be new. New effort, new journey, new relationships, new gyan, new yoga, new practice, new experiences, new seva, new perspective, everything new. With this newness, I begin a new life. Baba, thanks for everything. Om Shanti.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. Clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will. Just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. You've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.